Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Would you please share this podcast with a friend today? I would be so, so grateful if you would do that. Get to the finals. You know, years ago when I was in high school in Africa, my family, my brothers had developed a special axle system for a Pinewood Derby. This was where we made a little car out of a piece of a block of wood, and you would make it and look, you'd get it looking real sharp, and the goal was to the car that would go down the ramp the fastest was the winning car. And we had a Franz secret. And my brothers had developed this. I can't take the honor for it. You know, I was just doing what they had done. I just kept the secret going. But we had this secret locked in our box, the axle system. And we, for years, either got first or second place all the time. But, you know, in order to get to that last lap, the victory lap, where you could get the victory, you had to beat all the contestants running up to that lap. So your car ran a bunch of times because you had to get go through the quarterfinals and the semifinals. So you had to win every race in order to get to the finals. And when you got to the finals, that was the time that you had the chance to shine, because then you really had a chance at getting the victory. And many times in life, if you don't overcome the smaller challenges of life, you will never make it to the final race. Many tests in life, if overcome, qualify us for the bigger, more significant ones. David was pursuing the Amalekites, and the Amalekites had stolen everything from them, their wives, their children, everything they had from the town of Ziklag. Everything was gone, and whatever was left over was burnt. And David went after the Amalekites to get back what they had stolen. And while he was on the way, there's an interesting scripture verse in 1 Samuel 30, verses 9 and 10. It says, David and his 600 men with him came to Besor Valley, where some stayed behind. 200 of them were too exhausted to cross the valley, but David and the other 400 continued the pursuit. Consider this, the 200 that were too exhausted to cross Besor, they missed the final race. Can you imagine when the 400 came back with their families, their children, and they had talked, they talked about the victory, the great, how God had given them the great victory. The 200 that did not cross Besor had no testimony, because they didn't see the battle. They didn't pass the first test. So they didn't even get to the second one. You know, it's tragic. They had no story to tell to their children. In fact, they were probably ashamed when their wives and children were returned to them, said, "We did nothing for this. And all these guys fought the battle. These are the heroes." You know, can you imagine being in that position? Don't underestimate the small challenges in life. Often, they're the prerequisite for the glorious challenges. God has victory for you every step of the way. Don't get stuck at Besor. Isaiah 41 verse 13 says, "For I am the Lord, the God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." You know, if we rely on the Lord, we will not get stuck at Besor, but we will be able to pass the tests, get to the semifinals, to the finals, and then on to victory, to the glory of God. May the Lord richly bless you.